This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy them on us. That's freetalklive.com. We need to roll right into the phone calls here. People have been waiting patiently. Let's start with Jason in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Jason, San Diego, going once.
Hello?
Hey there.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, no problem. What's on your mind?
You know, I just want to say, you know, as a kid growing up, I had always wondered why the Soviets gave up during the Cold War. And now, after having read reams of declassified documents that can be found at FederationofAmericanScientists.org, I've concluded that we've basically put up in space hundreds of stealth missile and laser platforms. In fact, there were patents filed for stealth satellites in the 1960s, as early as 1963, which were basically inflatable skirts that would go around satellites and give them a radar signature of about, well, at least in terms of the patent, it claimed about 1 square centimeter. And if you know about the work that Edward Teller was doing, he wanted us to build, and we actually did test, hydrogen bomb pumped lasers, basically lasers big enough to actually wipe out whole cities in space. And what I think that we did is we actually put over the Soviet Union and their silos these stealth satellites. So the second that the Soviets decided to launch, automatically we would these lasers would go off and basically zap the missiles right there in the silos. So I think that we were actually in violation of, you know, the Space Weapons Treaty, and have been so since the 60s, although...
Now, hold on a second. You're saying that you've gleaned all this information from your personal research on some website?
Well, yeah, you can go to Federation of American Scientists. Go to their website, and they actually have a bunch of PDFs that you can take a look at on the nuclear space program that we've been working on for the past 60 years. And that's the thing, is that the United States has had up to 5 programs that I've counted that produced basically what you call nuclear thermal rockets. Basically, these are using nuclear reactors, in rocket engines. So you're running hydrogen through a nuclear reactor, which is, you know, really hot, and you're using that in order to basically put up, you know, large amounts of, satellites. There are satellites that weigh a lot more than what you would normally think. And in fact, there's actually open source information that you can go to in the engineering library that I just checked out over here at UCSD that says that, you know, basically we had been planning to put, you know, things that, nuclear-powered rockets in the upper stages of conventional rockets. In fact, there was actually a plan to put nuclear-powered rockets in the Saturn V in the upper stages. And so we're talking about basically that in the upper stages of...
How is this relevant to me today, Jason? I mean, it's
relevant to you today? Because this tells us how we won the Cold War. I think that the Russians, they couldn't compete. They couldn't put up these types of weapons in space. And this is what
won
it for.
Didn't we win the Cold War after they dissolved the USSR?
Yeah, exactly. I think that the Soviets...
Why would they dissolve their state simply because...
They basically nullified their ICBMs.
Well,
there's just no way in which we basically made it obsolete.
I don't remember the ICBMs having anything to do with it. I mean, I remember people in Russia milling about their little, their version of the White House or the Congressional Building or whatever it is, and they were, you know, there were some tanks and that kind of thing. I remember that happening.
Well, as Davros would say in Doctor Who, an interesting conjecture. My father was actually, he headed up the... branch of, you're probably familiar with this term, High Frontier, General Graham's High Frontier, on SDI back in the 80s. My father had worked with the Reagan administration, and he used to travel around and try to explain the concept of strategic defense and missile, anti-ballistic missile systems. And he used to say, look, the Soviets already broke the ABM treaty back in the 70s. They've been researching plasma weapons around Moscow for decades. They've been doing all sorts of stuff. And it seemed like, the thesis that I approach is, we know that Gorbachev wanted Reagan when they met in Reykjavik in Iceland, Gorbachev wanted Reagan to drop SDI. And I know a lot of people, one of them was the dean for my communication school at Boston University, a former East German tank commander named Joachim Matra, who was in a debate. And he felt very strongly, he was privy to a lot of information, he felt very strongly that one of the reasons the Soviet system started to really unravel, that a lot of the people who were the generals and a lot of the folks who were the superstructure, that they realized they just couldn't keep up if Reagan would not capitulate and stop development of SDI.
Well, I think SDI was in development long before that. In fact, if there was a magazine that used to come out, it was a lot like Popular Mechanics. It was called Mechanics Illustrated. And in the January 1963 issue, they have basically an article about lasers and lasers in space. And they actually have a quote from Curtis LeMay, you know, the crazy general, the crazy cigar-chomping general that ran SAC. And he actually, you know, said that, you know, basically the article talks about putting lasers on our reconnaissance satellites. So what it looks like is that we put weapons in space under the ruse that it was, you know, these are reconnaissance satellites, but in reality they were armed with lasers.
Oh, so that's,
and that's open source. Anybody, you know, that can go to a research library can look up Mechanics Illustrated, January 1963, and read it.
And you obviously have done a lot of research on this. It's actually very interesting stuff, sort of in an abstract way. But
where's the diabolic nature of all this? That's what
Think about this. You know, like you guys have an advertisement, you know, talking about, you know, the dollar is going to go through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I don't come at, you know, politics from thinking that he with the gold rules. I think he with the sword rules. And I think that it's sort of like, you know, the Chinese are lending money to Tony Soprano. It's like, how do you collect on it? I think the second that any of these countries try to collect on it, it's going to be war, and we'd wipe them out. And so it just doesn't matter anymore.
We're gonna wipe out China?
I think we could totally wipe out China. I think that they know it. There wouldn't even be any warning time, too. Because think about these hydrogen bomb-powered lasers that we have in space.
Well,
there's no warning time.
You have a
stealth satellite there in space that wipes out Moscow, wipes out, you know, Shanghai, whatever.
There are 40 nations in this world that have nuclear weapons. So we wipe out China. What do you think those nations are going to do when China just goes up in a big mushroom? All of China.
I think they're going to fear us.
A very large nation goes up in a big mushroom cloud.
Well, I think they're going to fear us. I think that it'd be a big.
Why aren't they already afraid? I mean, if I see some guy shoot some other guy in cold blood on my street, I'm not scared of him. I'm going to blow him away.
See, this is they're just a couple.
Well, it depends on what he blows the guy away with, now, doesn't it?
It doesn't. You're just as dead with a .22 revolver as you are with a bazooka.
Well, I think that it's more like, you know, what happens if you see a guy on your street get blown away by a tank? You're in your house with what? You're not scared? I mean, that's what we're really talking about.
But what I'm saying they can launch. They can put somebody out there. I don't think for a second that we have that kind of that kind of destructive power. And if we do, I think that we're just
rule the world.
If we used it, we do rule the world.
No, we don't. We rule Iraq and some other teeny little places, but not China. We don't rule China. We don't rule Russia, and we don't rule North Korea. I mean,
we may or may not.
The Russians gave up though. I mean, they gave up on the Cold War.
Their system fell apart. Right, communism failed.
It
Jason, I know you don't want
to
believe
sense
that.
To me, Jason.
Remember, you're talking with Jason the communist, so he's trying to come up with other reasons.
I forgot who this guy was.
Yeah.
Well, but don't you recall the, their system?
The propaganda. I think that, you know, I'm a Hobbesian at heart. I think that it's really
theory, Mark.
You know,
Reagan didn't spin them into the dirt then.
No, SDI was in effect 2 decades before he was even reached the White House. So how can you say that he was the guy? I mean, when you look at all the declassified documents from the National Labs, especially in Los Alamos, they've been working
on
these
Jason. We appreciate
latest,
it, man. All I can say is I can just wrap this up real quick. My dad was pretty closely involved on this stuff, and they did not have this stuff developed. They were trying to develop it. The Democrats did everything they could to stop it. It was one of the things that even people who were, you know, small government conservatives, they thought, okay, yeah, let's have at least a defensive system. We're not going to be aggressive. This will be defensive. Mm-hmm. One of the major problems I just mentioned was they had targeting plasma laser systems. They had laser systems, but they didn't have the correct targeting technology during the 1980s. So instead, they tried to come up with this thing called G-PALs or Brilliant Pebbles, which would be something that the missiles would launch missiles from a platform and blow up and spread out these little tiny balls, little ball bearings in an umbrella, hoping that an ICBM going up would hit them and get destroyed. They didn't have the laser technology to do it.
And if what he's saying is true and that the U.S. has all these awesome weapons at their disposal, then these other countries would be cowering in front of us, one way.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match. And the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose. And keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there, totally free. including live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both waiting for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, you just said something before we came back on the air, and I thought maybe you should share it.
Well, I was making a little off-air joke, and we were sort of joshing about Jason the communist there during the break. And I said, you know, Google doesn't really come back with anything when you look up stealth laser satellites. Nothing.
Well, now, it's not that I disbelieve that the government, the U.S. government, has just an awesome amount of military manpower and special weapons and really dangerous things that can go boom. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But was that the reason communism fell? No. Not at all. The communists just disbanded because the U.S. military had too many bombs in space?
Right. I mean, you know, because they couldn't and somehow compete with that level of, you know, technology.
We know they couldn't compete. I mean, that much is true.
So they couldn't. So then why would their government fail?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's such a great government system, why'd it go kapluk afterwards?
Right. The U.S.
suddenly was faced with superior firepower. All the rest of the governments in the world continue to go on just fine. But the communist governments just one by one fall over like dominoes.
Yeah, not so believable.
I don't know. I mean, I'd be interested in that.
Right. It's like as though that the government, this group of people that rules by force, government is force, this, like the government's all of a sudden going to just throw in their hat because of some other government out there having some big bombs in space. Like they're going to just stop wanting to rule over the people that they rule over because of some other government out there.
Well, you know, that's
absurd.
In my opinion, you know, there was clearly an arms race. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the problems that they had was they didn't have the productive, as ironic as it is, they didn't have the productive economy to feed their state. You know, which is weird.
Now, they have the land, so big. They absolutely could feed their state.
Right.
You see, it's not like there were so many Russians, we just can't feed them all. They didn't have the economic apparatus to feed their state.
Right.
United
States.
Right. Now, the United States.
They bled just a little bit enough to feed the machine for the military that Reagan was able to make it grow. Started SDI. You know, and Gorbachev was like, what are we going to do? You know, now internally they collapsed because they just couldn't keep their economic system going and people were so dissatisfied.
Well, what I wonder about is that feeding situation. How come the United States isn't sending money over to isn't sending wheat over to Russia still? Because they're growing food now.
Right.
Why are they growing food now? Because they can profit from growing food. Rather than everybody pitching in and doing the comrade communist thing, you know, and not giving a damn about what they produce, now they're producing just fine.
Oh, my goodness. You mean people in search of profit can actually make things grow and sell them and actually handle?
It's good for us.
Yeah.
Greedy capitalism is good for us.
So how interesting, though, that, I mean, we've certainly had our share on this program. We've certainly had our share of conspiracy callers, right? But never before have we ever really heard a communist conspiracy. But I guess it just goes to show that there are conspiracy theorists out there and in every arm of the political world.
I guess so.
Very interesting. Let's go to the phones, talk to Nick, listening in Kentucky. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Nick?
Well, first off, I have a suggestion about how to get Lauren Canario out of jail.
Okay, sure. Lauren, who is our friend that was arrested for not showing her papers here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's these very aggressive monkeys called the macaque. And we'll just drop them off at the jail there and everything will be solved. Anyway, no, just kidding. Really what I called to say about, I called the other day, I was the lazy bureaucrat and doing the Border Patrol thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
They didn't really like you. Some of our pro-military callers really didn't like you.
Yeah, and it's funny because I imagine that the guy that called in heard one of the guys saying, you know, oh, well, that wouldn't be my company that would be, you know, lazy and playing video games. And,
right.
And I just don't even argue that because if you know anyone who's in government or any good bureaucrat, you know that this is just not true.
Right, and you know, but people do think, especially Republican conservative types, really do believe that if you give your bureaucrat a gun, suddenly they become they're someone to be respected. They're efficient. Haven't you ever read a Tom Clancy novel? I mean, these guys are espionage machines. These army guys, if they aren't out, practicing 1,000 rounds a day, they're running between, the base and the local. I don't know. I mean, they make it seem like these military guys.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
This is what they do. But no, that's not the way it is in the military.
No.
What they do, like any other bureaucrat, and they run from work as much as they can, and they hide.
Now, Nick, would you say that guy that called in to claim, well, his battalion would be this way or whatever, do you think that he was actually military, or was he just like one of these armchair quarterbacks? Like, well, if I were military, this wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, definitely an armchair quarterback, because, like I said, it's not even worth arguing. If you knew anyone, it's just not the case. So,
right. Well, the way he phrased it is he said, if he was in my battalion or platoon or whatever it was, the terminology.
Well, you're right, but, some guys are just blind. You know, they want to think what they want to think. I mean, especially in their high authority. I mean, there are people in my chain of command that are directly accountable to what I do, what goes on in my daily lives, and guess what? They don't know my name. They don't know who I am.
Right. They've got their pencils and papers to push around on their desk. I mean, they can't be bothered to be paying attention to the grunts.
I think one of the best examples of that is, did you ever watch Blackadder in the last season of it, where they were all in World War One? I don't know if you've ever seen the show Blackadder.
I have. It was a great show.
Genius, yeah. And they're all trying, every episode, he's trying to figure out a way to get out of being in the Army, in the British Army. And every time, Baldrick comes up, I've got a cunning plan. Oh, Baldrick, your cunning plans. He goes through this whole thing. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but the last episode, in all the previous episodes of that series, everybody dies except Blackadder and Baldrick, essentially. And in this one, they all go over the top, and you think, oh, it's going to be another episode where he's going to get out of it, something's going to happen. Yeah, and they go over the top, and they're all killed, and it's like,
that was a downer.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a perfect way to get out of the military.
What's that?
Well, that is if you're in the National Guard. I don't know about active duty, but just don't take care of your teeth. Get some cavities and don't take care of it. The reason is I'm doing that right now. I'm taking going through this problem. I'm actually being deployed to Iraq in December.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, I know. And what happened was I through the National Guard, they offer some dental insurance. They don't offer a lot. But anyway, I just don't like the dentist. I didn't want to take care of it. I've had a few cavities for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And it came up time for me to deploy, and I'd do all these physical tests, and they, of course, shoot me up with all kinds of crap that I don't know what they're doing, giving it to me.
Oh,
yeah, and then what happened is they said, oh, well, you've got these three cavities that are pretty bad. You cannot deploy, and you need to get them fixed. And if you do not get them fixed, within a year, we will put you up for review for discharge.
Wow.
I was like,
get you out of the military. That's actually pretty cool. Hey, Nick, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And coming up, since he brought up getting out of the military, there's another way that you might be able to get out of the military, at least according to Reuters, a U.S. soldier. It's in regards to religious beliefs, interestingly enough. We'll touch on that. We'll give you that story and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where the features are for free. We've got updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. Updates.freetalklive.com. Send out an update over the weekend. In fact, announcing that we have a brand new Shriner up on the Shriner Female Listener. So you can go and take a look at Desiree. She's up there, and you can go to freetalklive.com to see that.
You know what's neat? That Desiree's comments is just great. About she's discovering all these great things, reading the Harry Brown book, discovering your show, and everything's changing for her. Good for her.
We get comments like that relatively often on the show, and it's always nice, because even if you're not making a lot of money doing this, and I know you're not making a lot of money at your job, Gardner,
right.
And I'm really not making a lot doing this, believe it or not. Mark, he's doing okay. Even if you're not making a whole lot of money doing this kind of radio, it's really cool when somebody sends you an email saying, I used to be a socialist, and then I found your show. You guys have helped me see what government is really all about, that government is force, and it's really changed my worldview, and it's just amazing getting emails like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's very, very cool.
It's good to make a difference. 800-259-9231. Still to come, we'll do that story about the Christian who's managed to get himself out of the military, but first, we go to the phones, because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to William in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. William.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask you about the antibiotic-resistant staph that's been going around. They recently said that it's killed more people than AIDS.
I've not heard anything about this.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's really a big deal.
It's a big deal, and like, it's killed more people than AIDS.
I think I've heard about AIDS.
How come I haven't heard about the antibiotic resistant staphylococcus?
I don't know. For some reason, it just hasn't really been a big story until now. The main place that people catch it is hospitals and nursing homes.
Yeah,
you can certainly catch staph at hospitals and nursing homes.
I don't know if
be careful of those places. They're
I don't
disgusting.
Know, but I thought the report I heard. I don't want to hold you too much in contention, but I thought the report I heard was that they believe that it could be a bigger threat than AIDS,
but not necessarily that
it had already killed more people than AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be unlikely.
So now this is being reported in the major media, or it's being brushed under the rug. What are you saying here?
Well, I'd say it's being reported in the major media, but it hasn't really been a big story until recently, until they've had like the record number of people killed or whatever.
We'll keep our eyes on it, and thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, what can you do? I'm no scientist. I'm not going to be able to cook up a concoction in my basement to cure this problem. I'll just have to stay out of hospitals.
You know, we can make the free argument again, the free market argument again. And it was a great report. I can't remember where I found it, but I found it on my show earlier today. You can Google it if you just put in UK Health System India. If you Google it, you'll find the article that describes how 70,000 Britons are expected to have already left England this year to get health care outside of England because they're paying it out of their own pockets.
Because it's socialized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they specifically mentioned the staph infection rate out there is really high in their government-run healthcare system, of course. You know,
that would make sense. Yeah. It's more likely that you'll get this over in a socialist country than here in America, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only way this is really going to be a problem is if the government deems to take control of it. Like, if the government says, well, don't worry, Americans, we've got this the cure, and we're going to put in new regulations to put a stop to this staph infection. If the government decides to make it illegal for the marketplace to handle this situation, then it could become a real issue. But until then, I mean, all we can do is just, you know, hope that those market scientists find the solution and sanitize things correctly or whatever the solution is.
Well, they probably will find the solution.
Yeah, probably will.
They managed to find the solution to every other disease out there.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, this is the Christian Anarchist. Hey, I was out Saturday doing some banner waving for Ron Paul.
Excellent.
And banner waving, you know, on a street corner.
I said excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, and passing out Slim Jims and stuff, and I was wearing a V outfit.
Oh.
You were passing out Slim Jims?
The Slim Jims are the little cards that he has, the long ones with the white one where he has Reagan on it.
They're like a flyer.
Oh, okay. I thought you were handing out either beef jerky or a tool to break into people's cars. Okay.
But anyway, I was surprised at how many people still haven't heard of Ron Paul when I would ask them, you know, have you heard of Ron Paul? Oh, he's running for president on a Republican. Even Republicans hadn't heard of him.
Did you ask those people what the vice president of the United States was?
No.
I want to know. I think we should do this promo because I'm just dying to know, Ian, how many people out there percentage-wise know who the vice president of the United States is?
Well, in this instance, you might wind up with more than you thought because Cheney is made so much fun of that people probably, you know, there might be a larger percentage of people that know than like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
remember when Quayle was around spelling potato wrong and showing off the genitalia of small wooden Mexican items?
But at any rate, I wanted to tell you about my newest promotion for Ron Paul, my newest gimmick. You know my Ron Paul truck, which I've I've posted pictures of it with the signs on the side, magnetic signs for Ron Paul. And so what I've done is I've taken one of those dual-screen DVD players, and I stuck one in each back window of my truck, from the inside, of course, and wired a couple of speakers in the back of the truck. And I play the Google or the YouTube video, Ron Paul, A New Hope. I burned that onto a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
And I just play it in a continuous loop over and over and over. Now, the problem is you can't really see it through the window very good during the daytime, but since the days are getting so much shorter, anytime in the evening I'm parked in, Home Depot or Walmart or, wherever I go.
So you operate this whenever you're parked, not necessarily when you're driving.
Right. Right. Whenever I'm parked, my truck will be sitting there with a screen on either side with the speakers running in the back of the truck and that video going over continuously in a loop.
Yeah, it's pretty
so
cool, Joel.
It'll help to promote who Ron Paul is because people simply don't know who he is and they need to, you know, as if they learn who he is, I don't think he's got a problem of being extremely popular.
I got to tie something in with you, Gene. You know, some of these other national programs, I won't mention any names, but one of the guys, one of the two big guys out there, recently, he's on Fox News as well, so you can guess who I'm discussing.
I don't know. Who the hell is it?
It's Hannity.
Okay.
Hannity. He's got this pollster on. And the pollster, they're
Frank
going
Luntz?
Through. Yeah, Frank Luntz. You got it, man. He's the guy who does little dial things. Everybody, you know, turns the dial as they, you know, get stimulated or not stimulated by mm-hmm. whatever the people are doing up there. So, I mean, it's very Pavlovian, you know. So, anyway, so he's on there, and he's talking with them, and they're going through the last Republican debate. And so Hannity says, "Oh, what'd you think of Fred Thompson? What'd you think of Rudy Giuliani? What'd you think you know, he's going to, oh, anybody I'm forgetting? Oh, yeah, McCain. What about McCain? Blah, blah, blah." So finally he says, they finish up. They haven't mentioned Ron Paul once, even though, of course, on Fox News, he once again won their, you know, Fox Instapoll thing where people call in.
Right, 34%.
Yeah, and so then Luntz says, oh, and yeah, he says, all right, thanks a lot, Frank. And Frank says, oh, wait, one more thing. You know, if these people really think that Ron Paul is, you know, he's actually getting anywhere, you know, they see those poll results on your TV show there, Sean, they shouldn't take that. They shouldn't believe those things, you know. And Sean says, ah, yeah, you know, we don't, that's all for fun. We don't really do those polls seriously. Of course, the only reason he's saying that is because Ron Paul comes out on top every time. If it had been Giuliani or anybody else, he'd be like, wow, you know, this is really showing some great support. It's they discount this guy. They don't want people to consider him seriously. It's incredible.
It's backfiring, though. It's backfiring.
Yes, it is.
Every time they discount him, people say, well, why are they discounting this guy? I thought he was okay, you know, so it really is backfiring on them.
It's helping people.
They shouldn't even have mentioned his name. By mentioning his name, they made their mistake.
Right. I mean, the thing is, don't you think that Fred Thompson or Giuliani or Mitt Romney or Brownback or you know, the bevy of guys that are below Ron Paul too? Don't you think all of them would have liked to have won one of these polls, debate polls? How come they couldn't rally all their people together to win?
They got nothing.
I mean, John Hannity accused Ron Paul of rallying his people.
Because they don't have activists like Gene that are going the extra mile, that are innovating.
Doing it on their own.
Yep, and that are coming up with original ideas to help promote their candidate. Gene, thanks for the call. Neat stuff. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop off the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
SpyVille.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyVille.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyVille.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyVille.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyVille.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyVille.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Once again, that's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com.
SACL CAI, our biggest sponsor, is looking to do a little hiring, and they would prefer to hire listeners to Free Talk Live.
Awesome.
So I would recommend working for them if you happen to be in the Columbus or in the Defiance, Ohio areas.
Or you're willing to move.
Yep.
Couldn't find nicer people.
Yep, Jason and Mike are very nice people, and it would seem to me that they would be nice folks to work for. So that's my recommendation. You can find out more about SACL CAI, the collections experts, at our website. Check out their banner. It's the top one on the right-hand side.
Way cool. That's SACL CAI. Our number is 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Indy in Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy.
Hey, guys. I like Gard. He's my favorite co-host, and this question might be kind of directed to him.
Okay.
I think as freedom people, we're all attracted to contracts between parties and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's no secret I was in the military for 6 years. I signed a contract and got a really high security clearance above and beyond top secret. When I was getting out, doing my discharge, they made me go through a de-indoctrination, if you will. And they told me that if I ever denounced my citizenship, the CIA would be sent to hunt me down and kill me. And I saw this on paper.
Oh,
and
my
goodness. It sounds unbelievable. I'm sure another caller of yours will validate what I'm telling you. But How do you feel about that?
Are you saying, in other words, I want to sort of make sure I got the picture right here, man. Are you saying that they're implying to you that part of your contract for going into the military is that if you renounce your citizenship later, they have the right to go hunt you down, sort of?
Did I find this out. I signed the same contract as everybody else. And again, this sounds unbelievable, but there were other people out there who will probably validate this for you. Mm-hmm. I speak a foreign language. I can't give too many details about myself because I don't even want to be identified by this phone call. But when I went into a special program. I was in the intelligence business. And when I got out, the debriefing included this signing of another contract. And in the military, once you're in, you sign what's put in front of you.
Right. So in other words, you've got a clearance and you've got information that they're implying that if you were to do something that they don't like, they're coming after you. And you seem to are you sort of wondering that if it was in the did you see this when you signed any contracts? Because I can't imagine that.
Gardner, not up front. I signed the same contract as everybody going in.
Right.
But once you get in, if you get into a special program, it deals with human intelligence. It's not really in question. Has to do with spies on the ground, and my job involved that. I'm privy to information of human intelligence on the ground.
Hmm.
Okay, here's where I'm curious. Why would they say that if you renounced your citizenship, that is what would trigger the assassination attempt by the CIA? Is it because there's something really important to government about having the concept of a citizen out there, which, of course, if you go and look it up, the definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance to a government in return for an obligation to protect. Now, we know that Supreme Court has said over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect, so therefore there technically isn't really any sort of real citizenship agreement out there. But the government would still has its interests. And so are they sort of saying that if you renounce your citizenship, therefore they have no need, they have no more obligation to protect you, or there's not even a semblance of an obligation to protect you at that point, and so therefore they wouldn't be out of line by assassinating you or targeting you for elimination?
Ian, please understand, while I speak, I'm shaking for fear that someone's listening who, might be interested in this conversation. It's like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I know things about our government that they never, ever, ever want disclosed, and I agreed not to disclose those things, and I will never disclose those things because I agreed not to. I have foreign language experience. My intention was to go to work for a foreign military once I got out and, make buku bucks because of my experience. They told me, no way, no how, this is not going to happen, Indy, or whatever my real name might be.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm hoping you're not in Connecticut.
You know, I'm looking at it this way. There are two ways to approach this, my friend. One is, if you believed in the sanctity of contract, then the sanctity of contract that is paramount is your oath to defend the United States Constitution. And no subordinate contract from the United States government that breaches any of your rights can be seen as taking precedent over the United States Constitution, which tells them how to operate. Now, that's an idealistic
answer. That's not going to do any good if you're dead. No.
Right. That's the problem. Functionally, frankly, I don't think it would matter whether you had signed a contract or not.
Right. A threat's a threat.
Right. If you come out... This is really tricky, man. Boy.
Let's be reasonable. I signed the original contract in my teens. I got out in my 20s.
Yeah.
Now in almost 40, I am looking back on this, and I'm not the only person in this situation. Some of my best friends are in the same situation today, ex-military buddies. And we talk about this and joke about this. God forbid we ever renounce our citizenship. We're going to be hunted down. And it's...
Well, I guess you just can't renounce your citizenship, then. Keep your mouth shut.
I kind of limit my options in employment, though, guys, and the rest of my life, which might be another 50 years, kind of not so good.
Yeah, I know what you mean. This has so many implications because, in the abstract, what you're discussing is whether or not you really see the umbrella under which you're supposed to be operating is the U.S. Constitution. So they're not supposed to legally have contracts where they can go and do that to you. That's not a legally binding contract under U.S. law. It's just not.
But Gard, will you concur that there are spies out there, which I was not. I was not a spy, but I'm privy to certain information. Would you concur that there are spies out there who might fall under the same blanket that I'm describing to you tonight?
Oh, you hit that right, my friend. I agree with you 100%. And as I said, practically, functionally, I think we all here agree that regardless of, even if you had not signed a contract, but they would use that. And I wonder if any court system would find a problem with them going after you.
A technical question. How does this, you said it prevents you from getting jobs. How does that happen exactly? How are you being prevented?
Well, I've called in before, and for any of the spooks listening, spook is a term for, you know, the spies who I'm sure listen to your show.
I read Tom Clancy.
I have no intention of doing anything that would violate this contract, but if I wanted to, my experience when I got out of the military was in the military intelligence business. I kind of thought I wanted to transcend that because of my foreign language experience to another country. I thought that was a logical step to make some money. They told me, no way, no how, you cannot do this. Therefore, I did not do that. I went into a totally different business, guys. But
So how would that result in? So that was a separate provision then. It didn't have to do with renouncing your citizenship. They were just saying there are certain types of jobs you can't have.
More specifically, there are certain people I cannot work for.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, my friend.
Any country with the word red in the beginning of the title.
You got involved with the government, and they're a nasty group of criminals. They're not very that much different from the mafia, just writ large, and far more inefficient. And it's unfortunate, but what can you do?
And correction for Mark, it does not only include the red countries, it's everybody. My countries of choice and my language of choice, it was not red countries.
You couldn't even go work for Great Britain?
I can't use an example, guys. I apologize for that. Yeah, I can't work for anybody.
And let me ask you before you have to fly, man. You know, in posing this question to us, obviously it's not essentially a practical question for you because you're not expecting to encounter this situation. But it is something that's been on your mind. I don't know whether all three of us have been able to satisfactorily explore it because it's got a lot of facets to it, and it is very tricky. But, do you feel like, does this make you feel uncomfortable thinking about this?
I've actually been successful otherwise in other types of business, so it doesn't bother me. But, like I said, in conversations with ex-military buddies, we talk about this and how can this be. And I've turned a lot of my buddies on to your show and to libertarian understanding. Yeah. And is this a my question originally was to guard you. Is this a reasonable contract between parties?
Well, I think in the United States, it's not a reasonable contract in any way whatsoever because there is a lot of it that would infringe with the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And
no, they were using.
I don't think
their,
it would be legally binding.
They were using force. I mean, it was coerced to some extent. I mean, like you said, you signed whatever papers they put in front of you. What would have happened had you not signed it?
I signed the big contract that everybody signs, but once you're in and you go into special programs, it changes a little bit, and that's understood.
Again, you know, what can you do, right? They're the government. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. Little peek inside the world of intelligence, so-called, and counterintelligence. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Since